So just to continue on with the last 30 minutes.
好，我们再来最后半小时的课程。
So James 3:15.
雅各书三章十五节。
We have three references to this false kind of wisdom. One is that it's earthly, the other is it's soulish, and the other is it's coming from demons.
所以这里有三种哈假的智慧，一个是属地的，一个是属情欲的，一个或者说属魂的，好。那第三个是属恶魔的。
Okay, now the soulish one, it's a really interesting word. You have the word psychikos here. And
那中间这一个呢，就是所谓的这个属魂的这个字。
So you have the word psychikos, but psyche, if we just put it here, psyche.
它现在写的是希腊文。
And this is actually pronounced P-S-now in the Greek, see this is a C, so that's P-S. The U becomes a Y. You have a key there, which is a C. And then this is like a H-E. Psych. But from this word, we get psychology, relating to the soul.
所以希腊文它其实是有一些 字母是可以跟这个我们现在用的那个英文的那个字母啊，是可以对着上来的，所以他从希腊文里面把它对上英文字母的话，其实是那个 psychological 就是心理学，所以他其实在讲的是那个字本身是有心理学心理的那个概念在的。
We're effectively talking about people with souls. Now we all have souls, but the unbeliever does not have a spirit.
我们所有的人都是有魂的，那我们信了神的那一刻。我们就得到了灵，所以对于不信神的人，他是没有灵的。
Okay, and there's a couple of verses which teach us very clearly that the spirit, the human spirit, is for believers only, given at the moment you believe in Jesus Christ.
在圣经里有很清楚的告诉我们是，当我们相信耶稣基督的那一刻，我们就得到了灵，人的灵。
One of the verses you also see this word psychikos here used again is in 1 Corinthians. Chapter 2, verse 14, talking about the unbeliever. It's very clear in the context.
然后在哥林多前书的二章十四节里面说，
It uses that same word.
他也用了那个字，就是所谓属魂的这个字。
Now they usually translate this word as the natural man or the sensual man, meaning he's doing things relating to his body.
那这个字一般在翻译的时候，它其实代表的是以情欲来控制你自己的决定的那个状态。
Now the reason they probably do that is because they don't understand what they're translating.
因为他们会那样去翻译，是因为他们其实不是很理解这个概念。
And that happens a lot, actually. With the translators, they don't understand what they're translating, so they're making up words.
所以这因为在这个圣经里面很多事情，他们在做翻译的时候，不管翻成英文的、中文的等等，他懂的语言，但他不是那么懂神学，所以他其实他就自己就去创造了一些词来表达他以为他对的说法。
You know, the root word here, as we're looking at this verse here, the root word is soul. So how do you get the word natural from this word soul? It doesn't make sense.
Nature.
Natural. See, some English translations, like the King James, they translate the word psychikos as natural, natural man.
哦，他说像那个詹姆士国王的那个翻译版本，他翻成英文的时候用的是那个叫做天性，他把这个属魂的这个字啊，原来希腊文是属魂的，他把翻成英文用了天性这件事情。
Okay, but the reason the word is soulish is because we're talking about the way that an unbeliever would think, not a believer who's got a spirit and has been learning the word of God.
好，所以呢，真正的这个翻译是说，如果一个人他没有信神，他是用他的一个不信神的自我的人的思维在想事情，而不是像一个信神的人，他是有一个灵可以带领他去想事情。
Now you have to realize when James is writing his book, he's writing to the church in Jerusalem. He's writing to believers.
我们要先了解雅各他在写这本书的时候，他其实是在为耶路撒冷的那一些信徒而写。
But just like happens a lot of times in Scripture, we have the writers of Scripture, they're writing to believers in the church, but they're saying you're acting like unbelievers.
所以就像很多时候他们也有在别的经句里面写到，就是说 就是这个他在等于是布道的人，他在跟这些信徒说，你们的行为像个不相信神的人。
And the reason they're acting like unbelievers is because they're thinking like unbelievers as well.
所以你们这些人是基督徒了，你应该要信神，但是你却表现得像一个不信神、不属神的人。
Nothing's changed since the time they believed in Jesus Christ.See, since the time they believed in Jesus, that's when your life is supposed to change. Yeah, not instantly, of course, but over time.
他其实是在责备那些人说，你都既然已经成为了基督徒了，你应该要改变了，但你还没改变，你怎么还像个那个没有信神的人？
Once you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you don't change overnight. But if you never study the Word of God, you're going to be the same person in the next 5 years or 10 years. Nothing's going to change.
因为你当你信神的那一刻，你虽然开始不一样了，但是如果你都不去学习，不去，你是很可能十年后还是一样的一个人。
Like I just mentioned here, that you have to get control over your sin nature, and over your emotions, and understand the cosmic system.
所以呢，一个信了神的人，你必须要做三件事情，就是了解你自己的罪性，然后你要了解你会被情绪控制。还有你要了解这个属世的一个系统，这三件事情你都要想办法去避免，你才会变成越来越像一个神所喜悦的样子。
But again, if you're not learning from the word of God, or maybe you're learning but you're not applying, you're just like the unbeliever, you're like the soulish person.
那如果你呢都不学习，不学习神的话语，也不了解神的对你的计划，你的所有的行为就会跟那些完全没有信神的人是一样的。
And here you're going to just be thinking from human viewpoint, not God's viewpoint.
所以呢，你就会变成你的思维都像是一个人，一般充满了罪的这种人的思维，你一点都不会像是神的思维。
God has a way of thinking, and He wants us to think like Him.
而神是有他的思维的方式跟他的价值观的，而他希望我们可以跟他一样的去用那样的价值观，就是不属世的那个价值观去思考。
That comes out in 1 Corinthians 2:16, where Paul is saying, we have the mind of Christ, that means the word of God, that is the thinking of Jesus Christ, and we learn the thinking of Christ so we can start to think like Jesus Christ.
而像保罗在哥林多前书说的第二章十六节里面说，我们有耶稣基督的头脑，我们可以学习像耶稣基督一样的思维。
Okay, and Romans 12:2 says that we have to renovate our thinking to get rid of all those old ideas. Well, basically you put the new ideas in and that forces out the old ideas.
然后在罗马书十二章二节里面呢，也提到说，我们其实要学习神的思维，因为有这些新的思维进来，就可以把我们旧有的属人属世的思维给挤掉。
Otherwise, you're going to be thinking and from terms of the earthly things or the unbeliever's thinking or from the human viewpoint.
要不然我们就会变成用的是属地，也就是属世界的这种人的思维，那就是不属神的。
And where do these ideas come from?
而这些不同的想法是哪里来的呢？
Well, look at the verse, James 3:15, they're coming from demons.
而这些想法按照这个雅各书三章十五节，他很清楚告诉我们，这些想法是来自魔鬼，它是这些恶魔给我们的一些坏的想法。
Okay, now here we're not talking about natural sin from the sin nature. That comes from the sin nature, obviously. And we're not talking about emotions. We're talking about the system of thinking.
所以这个呢，反而这种恶魔给的这些思维，它不是来自我们的罪性，也不是来自我们的魂，它是来自于这个属世的系统，这是很不一样的一块。
And it can sound quite good.
而且那些属世的系统常常给我们会一些讯息，会让我们听起来觉得，蛮棒的。
Just for example, a little kid growing up in a Buddhist family.Or, it can be any kind of religion. It can be the Islam religion, the Hindu religion, even the Catholic religion many times. And the child says to the mother, I want to go to heaven. How do I get to heaven?
好，举个例子来说，一个佛教的家庭，或者是一个穆斯林的家庭，甚至有可能是一个天主教的家庭，有个小孩子跟妈妈讲说，妈妈，我想要去天堂。我怎么样可以到天堂？
And mother says you have to be good.
然后妈妈就说，你必须很乖。
Yeah, obey your parents.
然后你要非常听爸妈的话。
And、don't steal.
不要偷。
Don't go killing little animals.
也不要杀小动物。
Okay, and be nice to your friends.
要对朋友要好。
And help the old ladies.
然后要帮助 老弱妇孺。
And if you're a very good child and you're good through your life, God will let you into heaven.
如果你非常的乖，你将来就会，上帝就会让你去天堂。
So, and the child says, "Oh, that makes sense. You know, heaven is a nice place. I have to be a good child."
所以小孩就想说，哦，那我懂了。那天堂是个好地方，嗯，所以我一定要当个乖孩子。
He's been deceived by the doctrines of demons.
他呢，其实是被那些恶魔给的。
Doctrines. That's a doctrine of the demons.
哦，这是恶魔的圣经。
And his mother, perhaps his mother told her, his mother is an agent of Satan.
而他妈妈变成了，不小心变成了撒旦的代理人。
His mother seems like this very nice woman. He loves his mother very much, and she wouldn't lie to her child, surely.
然后他妈妈看起来是个很好的人，但他却对他的小孩说了谎话。
But if that child continues in that attitude, this is a worldly way of thinking, and all of his life he's trying to be good now to get to heaven, he's going to end up in the lake of fire.
而这个小孩子呢，从小被这样教的，他就以为他只要当一个好人就会去天堂，就最后他却得要去火湖被烧死。
Why is that?
为什么？
He was a good child, wasn't he?
他是个好孩子，不是吗？
Oh, he was good, but he was doing it from human righteousness, self-righteousness.
他是一个好孩子，但是他却是从人的公义，人所以为的公义去做一个好人。
And Isaiah 64:6 says, "Our human righteousnesses are like a menstrual cloth before God."
好，以赛亚书64:6说，人的善就有如女人用的月经布一样肮脏。
But this kid, the more he's doing his good works, the more arrogant he's getting as well, thinking, I'm a good person now.
而这个小孩子越大，他越以为他做的越多，他就越认为自己是个非常非常好的人。
He can get very arrogant about that.
然后他越来越傲慢，因为自以为比别人优秀。
And then maybe at some stage in his life, maybe many times actually, people come to him and say, well, yeah, you're a good person, but the Bible says you're a sinner. You need to believe in Jesus Christ.
也许在他人生中有一个时间，有一个人就跟他讲说，诶，你虽然是个不错的人，但是你必须要相信耶稣基督。
And the man says, but I'm not a sinner. But look, the Bible says he is, right?
然后那个人就说，我没有罪啊，我是个好人啊。
I never killed anybody, and I don't get angry.
我从来不生气，我也没杀过人
啊。I don't drink, I don't
steal. 我也不喝酒啊，我也不偷窃啊。
I follow the Ten Commandments.
而且我是十诫全部都做到啊。
The Pharisees are another really good example of people who have been deceived by religion, by Satan, actually.
法利赛人又是另外一个例子，那些法利赛人也都是自己都以为他们是属神的。
Now, they had been brought up thinking themselves, if they followed the Ten Commandments, if they kept the Mosaic Law, and if they were very religious, with all their religious works and religious rituals, then they could be accepted by God.
这些法利赛人他们都是完全是教导读圣经，然后过着十诫的生活，过得非常有戒律的宗教性生活。
And a lot of people respected the Pharisees. They looked up to the Pharisees as the representatives of God.
而很多人呢，看到法利赛人都认为他们是代表神的，而且都觉得非常敬重他们。
And they see that these Pharisees, they're always dressed up in these holy clothes, and they're always praying loud on the street corners.
然后这些法利赛人永远都是大声的祷告，然后在路上让人家看着他非常非常的。然后穿得很神圣的样子，然后大声的祷告给别人看。
On the outside, they look like they're following every part of the Mosaic Law, some very, even very small laws.
而且他们从表面上，你看他几乎是所有最细微的摩西律法，他都是非常遵守的。
Jesus said they were the sons of the devil.
但耶稣却说他们是恶魔的儿子。
And he said that to their face.
而且在他们面前讲
He said, you are the sons of the devil.
他说你是恶魔的儿子。
Actually, I think he said, you're the sons of Satan. It was either Satan or the devil. But, yeah, he was very direct with them.
反正耶稣就是对他们非常直接的责备。
Because they had rejected God's grace. They were telling people, if you want to get to heaven, you have to follow the Mosaic Law.
法利赛人是 等于是拒绝了神的恩典，因为他们告诉所有的人说，你们只有遵守摩西律法，你才能去天堂。
But the Mosaic law never promised that if you followed it, then you go to heaven. The Mosaic law was to point the way to Jesus Christ.
但是摩西律法其实根本没有讲说你遵守了你就能上天堂哦，他从来没有在上面这样讲过。
Yeah, and that comes out in Galatians 2:16. Remember, it says nobody is saved by keeping the law. The law does not save anybody.
加拉太书第二章说。Sorry, what is it?
2:16. And it says nobody is saved or nobody is justified. Actually, nobody is justified by keeping the law.
加拉太书二章十六节说，没有人因为律法而得救。
The believers in the Old Testament, they understood that.
所以在旧约的人，他们是清楚这些事情的。
And see, Abraham was saved because he believed in Jesus Christ.
亚伯拉罕之所以得救，是因为他相信耶稣基督。
And Abraham lived before the Mosaic law, so it was impossible for him to be saved by the Mosaic law.
亚伯拉罕是在有摩西的律法前就已经出生的人，所以他可以去天堂，绝对不是因为他去按照摩西律法去生活的。
But then David, he was born in the time of the Mosaic law, but even David understood, you're not saved by the Mosaic law.
大卫是在摩西律法之后生的。
He was born in the age of Israel. The people lived their social rules by the Mosaic law, but people like David understood, you're not going to heaven because you follow the Mosaic law.
就是在当时已经有摩西律法了，所以这成为是整个社会的一个行为标准。可是连大卫他是有摩西律法之后出生的，大卫王他都很清楚，你不会是因为遵守了摩西律法，你就可以到天堂。
But getting back to Jesus telling the Pharisees, you know, they were of the sons of Satan, is because they were involved in Satan's cosmic system.
而法利赛人是耶稣指责他们是撒旦的儿子，因为他们这些法利赛人是跟从世属世的系统。
They had been deceived because they rejected the truth and they allowed the deception to enter into their soul.
而他们是基本上是被欺骗了，他们呢是拒绝了真理。
And then they suck up the lie.
然后他们被这些骗局啊，被这些谎言锁住了。
So we'll get on to the next slide here, and this will tell us more about this subject. So the cosmic system is Satan's classroom for demon influence.
所以呢，所谓的属世系统呢，它根本就是撒旦的教室，然后是魔鬼的课堂。
Every time you step outside of a Bible class, you're just, we say, inundated. Everything is just thick with satanic concepts.
当我们走出这个教室啊，其实我们马上就要面临的是什么？就是属世的这个撒旦他的影响力。
I just gave the example of the woman who's telling her child that if you're good, you go to heaven. That's, you know, that's just one aspect.
而刚才讲到说什么妈妈跟孩子讲说你乖，你就会上天堂，这只是其中的一个方小小的一块而已。
But the kid goes to school, for example, once he's grown up a little bit, and now he's learning things like evolution and the Big Bang in a scientific way. But this is all against the Bible.
而当这个小孩他逐渐长大到了学校去学了这个所谓的进化论、就当小孩子长大到学校去学进化论，这根本就是，然后还有什么 Big Bang， 就是整个世界是个大爆炸之后产生的，这个基本上都是跟圣经完全相违背的。
So that's what children in the classroom face today. If you go back 2,000 or 3,000 years ago, they were saying, for example, we came from the sun god, or we came from these other gods. That's part of the satanic
influence. 这是现在的教学是这样讲的，就进化论啊，什么大爆炸啊，造成的世界啊。但是在两三千年前，那些小孩子学的是什么？他们那个时候学的是那从那个希腊神话说，哎，我们是宙斯或者是太阳神之子，那他又是也都是一些不属圣经的一些说法。
They had this system of religion to explain creation, but it's not according to the Bible.
那有一些宗教性在谈这个世界的创造的一些起源的时候，都是。可能是跟圣经非常非常不相同的一些说法。
Yeah. Now, some of these ideas, you know, they're not all coming from Satan. They can come out of the imagination of people.
有一些这些说法不见得是来自 恶魔鬼，他有一些是来自人自己的想象。
But you can be sure that Satan has a big influence, and he will take that idea and he will promote it.
而你要了解呢，就是这些恶魔鬼的这些，他就是我们有些想象或什么，都是来自于魔鬼会想要影响我们。让我们有这样错误的一些思考。
Jesus himself, and then we have Paul, and confirms that Satan is the ruler of the world.
好，耶稣说过，那保罗有就是说，现在这个世界是由撒旦掌控。
Jesus says it in John 12:31, and then Paul says it, and it should be in 2 Corinthians 4:4.But saying the same thing basically is that Jesus uses the word archon, and archon, that's right. Archon means first, or like a ruler. He's the ruler of the world. And that's really what an archon means. He's the ruler.
John 12:31? Nope. Now is the time for judgment on this world.
Keep going.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Now the prince of this world is given out.
The prince of the world. So he's called the prince. They translate that as prince. Now that's Jesus talking. So actually, he's calling him the prince. That's what they translate it in the
prince
English.
Prince is the Satan.
Yeah, that's right. But actually, the best translation of the word archon is ruler, really.
好，就是在约翰福音十二章三十一节里面就讲得很清楚，就是说撒旦是世界的主控者。那有一种翻译是说撒旦是世界的王子，但是他说翻译用那个 ruler 就是掌控者是比较好的翻译。
Okay, and in 2 Corinthians 4:4, what is it Paul says?
The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers.
Okay, so the God of this age, he's actually called a God, but of this time, a theos. He's the God of that time, but also meaning of our time as well, of course.
But the God is Satan?
He's called a God. It's not the God.
A God.
He is a God of this age, which really means, you know, of this period of human history.
Okay. 然后哥林多后书的四章四节里面呢，就讲说撒旦其实是这一个时代，他在讲那个时代的一个，等于是几乎一个像神一样的可以控制那个时代 的一个个体。
Okay, now I've sort of run out of time for today. We'll just finish off with this last sentence here on the slide.
好，我们再把最后一句讲。
Okay, so demon influence is thought transference, which basically means you're learning this. You know, you're learning these ideas from a young age, unless your parents are Christians, perhaps. Transference of demonic doctrine to the soul of the... It can be a believer or the unbeliever.
魔鬼的影响，即是魔鬼教义的想法。转移到信者或不信者的魂。
We use the word doctrine because that's what Paul uses. He says, he talks about this doctrines of demons. It's like things that people are learning.
他这边也用教义啊，所以这个基本上魔鬼他也有他的教义，他的思想体系就是一个教义。
Okay, this occurs when the unbeliever rejects the laws of establishment. That means there's laws for society that God has put down and the gospel.
这发生在不信者拒绝神为社会稳定繁荣而设的律例。
Okay, and when the believer rejects the spiritual life.
也发生在信徒拒绝属灵生命的时候。
Truth, and that means the word of God, or you know, anything coming from the word of God, protects people from demon influence, which is the invasion of the soul with false thinking.
而真理呢，可以保护我们人免受魔鬼的影响，免受那以错误思想对魂发起的侵略。
Okay, just for your homework, perhaps you can look at Romans chapter 1, starting in at about verse 18.
罗马书第一章第十八节开始，请当作回家作业。
It talks about how God reveals himself to people, but if you reject God, you're going to get thrown off into this cosmic system.
就说当神呢对我们显现，对人显现的时候，如果人拒绝了他，那人你丢属世的这个系统中。
And because people reject God, talking even from a young age, that's when they get into worshipping animals and worshipping statues and get into homosexuality.
而当人在年轻的时候，他就拒绝了神，他就会变成跑去这种，他就会开始敬拜偶像，敬拜动物，甚至有可能变成同性恋。
That occurs when people reject the truth, but they think they're doing the right thing, of course.
而他们呢，很明显的就是拒绝了真理，可是他们当然不知道，他以为他自己做的是对的事。
They're very sincere about what they do.
而且他们还很认真的认为他们做的是对的。
Homosexuals, they can be very convinced that they're doing the right thing to the effect that they will protest until governments change the laws.
而这些同性恋者，他们甚至认为他们是对的，而且非常努力的去抗议，要政府来改变他的法律。
As unbelievers and possibly even some believers as well, they're rejecting the laws of establishment. See, these are laws which would keep a stable society.
而这些拒绝神的人，他其实也在拒绝整个社会可以稳定发展的基石。
I think that's enough for today. So we'll bow our heads. And just
好，今天课程到这边，我们现在低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for this time that we've had to study your word.
感谢神让我们有这个时间可以研读您的话语。
We give thanks that the Holy Spirit can teach us these things.
我们也感谢圣灵能够教导我们。
We pray that as we meditate and recall the things that we're learning, that they will become a part of our thinking.
那我们祷告希望呢，我们能够经常的回想这些话语，这些真理，让我们可以在这些真理中思维。
And through these things that we can understand your plan for our lives.
而因此我们可以理解神对我们的计划。
We give thanks for your provision and your protection in all things.
那感谢神能够对我们有所保守。
And we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.